Yeah, by your veino. Another word, by your veino. Kishkishabah Mosamal. Mi amino, you did have your Karen. Karen lab yitzya katokas lo hafanami lo yishna. Therefore it's Karen. Itil mo Karen kavanosi lahazik, koin kavanosi lahazik. Take it. There's no Rashi at all. Probably there's no Rashi at all. It's such a shver gemara, there's no Rashi.
Let us tell yourself.
Kavanos lahazik, not kavanos lahazik. On the one hand, it's like kavanos lahazik, it's your katokiplo. On the other hand, it's not kavanos lahazik. On the one hand, it's like it shares with kavanos lahazik that it's your katokiplo. On the other hand, it's not kavanos lahazik. It may be it's your katokiplo, but it's not kavanos lahazik. Sounds like from this Gemara that in order to be Karen, it has to be Kavanos Lahazik. Like that's the criterion for being Karen, is Kavanos Lahazik. But our suffix is, how do we exactly define Kavanos Lahazik? Does Kavanos Lahazik mean Yitzhak Atokiflo? That's enough to be the equivalent of Kavanos Lahazik? Or does it have to be literally Kavanos Lahazik? That's how the Gemara sounds. And the fact that Rashi doesn't say anything, maybe that's not an indication that's how Rashi learned. I mean, that's the simple meaning of the words. The Gemara takes for granted you need Kavanos Lahazik. Karen is Kavanos Lahazik. This is not exactly Kavanos Lahazik, but it's similar to Kavanos Lahazik because it may not be the Yetzirah of Kas, but it's the Yetzirah of Taiva, so it's also Yetzirah Katokufu. And that's the story Rupshuti, that's the story self. Shaina may ask, Pesach in the Peretz, and Shita brings Rabbi Yeshaya, say, we have a lot of Gemaras that have cases of Karen that are not Kavanos Lahazik. We have, for example, Rabbeinu Peretz brings the Gemara on Tazayin on the base, Arisha Toraf, Rishus Rabim Chayim. In Ari, it's Doris. The Teva of an Ari is that it's Doris Vaychal. I mean, it leads the thing alive, it leads his prayer alive. It's unusual for an Ari to be Torah Eichel. It means it kills the animal and then eats the carcass. So an Arisha Torah, it's Mishunah, so where's the best Karen? Arisha Doras is Regal, it's Potip Shusra. Arisha Torah is Mishunah, and it's Chayim Shusra. So the Taisha of Paris says, it's not Kavanos Lahazik. The Ari is not more Kavanos Lahazik when it's Torah than when it's Doras. It kills the man because it's hungry. That's shame. Nonetheless, if it's Mishunah, since Arisha Torah is Mishunah, Mishunah makes it into Karen. So we have a perishing Gemara that in order to be Karen, it needs to be Mishunah. It does not need to be Kavanos Lahazik. But there's another Gemara. We had one in Chesed Beis. Tarnigal Shoshu Roshu Lavik Lishuchas. The Gemara says it's Mishunah and it's Karen. It's Chatzin Nezik. Kavanos Lahazik. The chicken sticks its head into a bottle, it's Kavanos Lahazik. Then it screams. That's it's Kavanos Lahazik. It wants to break the bottle. Very, very, very not mistamer. So when we from Tarnigal, you see that Mishunah is Karen. There's another Gemara which the Rabbeinu Peretz and for some reason the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rabbeinu Yishai don't bring. It's a pella why they don't bring it. But they have the Gemara about Kalba Dachalimra because of the base. We talked about the Gemara just the other day. Whereas Kalba Dachalimra is Mishunah and it's Chatzin Ezek. The Mukiyosef, but that Gemara of Kalba Dachalimra says that from here you see that Mishun is Karen even if it's not Kavanos Lahazik. When the dog kills the sheep, it's not Kavanos Lahazik. The dog kills the sheep because he wants to eat the sheep. That's the case. Kalba Dachalimra. He kills the sheep because he wants to eat the sheep. So it's Mishunah because dogs don't generally kill sheep. But they're punching above their weight. But if it did, it's Mishunah. But it's not Kavanos Lahazik. Nonetheless, since it's Mishunah, it's Karen. Here you have three Gemaras for which you see that the Gedder of Karen is Mishunah.
And the last Gemara, you say for the last don't quote it, what Rebbe said yesterday for Tosfos.
That what?
That is super Mishunah. So for something that's super
Mishunah. So we'll see. Maybe it's Madregas, and this is very Mishunah, but it needs a hagdara. Very Mishunah, it doesn't need to be Kavanos Lahazik. Sas Mishunah, it doesn't need to be Kavanos Lahazik. Seems somewhat arbitrary. But maybe it has enough. On the other hand, we do have Gemaras that talk about Keren being Kavanos Lahazik. This is, in fact, one of the central issues in Rabba Kama, one of the central conundrums in Rabba Kama. On the one hand, we have these three Gemaras that say that the definition of Keren is Mishunda, regardless of whether it's Kavanos Lahazik. We have also a lot of Gemaras that talk about Keren, define Keren as Kavanos Lahazik. First of all, Agama. From Agama, it seems that the definition of Keren is Kavanos Lahazik. That's the Tejman of Eretz is Kasha. That's the Nishai is Kasha. Same letter. So if it's Mishunah, then it's Keren. Who cares if it's Kavanos Lahazik? If it's not Mishunah, it's Regal. Kavanos Lahazik shouldn't make a difference. But we do have this Gemara is not the only Gemara where you have the concept of Kavanos Lahazik in connection with Keren. Have the Gemara on Beis. The Gemara on Beis and Beis talks about told the same Kayesidah. Versus, well, the Av is Keren and the Kicho, and the Toldos are Noshach and Boat and so on. So the Gemara says Maishna Av that is Kavan Maishna Keren that is Kavanos LaHazik and Yichayev Nezek Shalom. So the Toldos also are Kavanos LaHazik and Yichayev Nezek Shalom. So here you have a Gemara that describes Keren as being Kavanos LaHazik. So maybe that Gemara you can do it. Maybe you can say that Gemara doesn't mean Keren has to be Kavanos LaHazik. It means these cases of Nogach and Noshach and Boat, they happen to be Kavanos LaHazik. So since they're all Kavanos LaHazik, they all have the same Chumrus, so if the Av is Nezek Shalom, the Toldos should be Nezek Shalom as well. But maybe there are other kinds of cases that are not Kavanos LaHazik, and they're still Keren. Not so great, because then how do you know that they're totally the same Kayetzvim? The Gemara says the Toldos of Keren are Kayetzvim because Keren is Kavanos LaHazik, and they're also Kavanos LaHazik. But I have told us of Keren, they're not going to have a Kavanos LaHazik. Kalvadach Alimah. So who says the Kalvadach Alimah is Nezik Sholem? Maybe it should be not Nezik Sholem because it's not told the same Kayesibim. Gemara is Toilah. They're told the same Kayesibim and the fact that it's Kavanos LaHazik. That does seem to be a Gemara that says that the definition of Keren is that it's Kavanos LaHazik. Rashi and that Gemara says Beferish. Maish the Keren, the Kavanos LaHazik, says Rashi. The Ahoki have told the Keren, the Kavanos LaHazik ki Keren. Vein hanol ezeka ki keren, vein ezeka motzi todir. Actually, there's three things. The kavanah lahazik, and it's not hanol ezeka, and it's not hanol ezeka, and it's not motzi todir. But one of the things you have to have is kavanah lahazik. Sounds like Rashi holds you have to have all three things. But kavanah lahazik is only two of the three. It's not kavanah lahazik. So there is a rashash, important to deal. Is there a rashash? The Rashash there in that base, and that Rashi says that Rashi's going Lamando Omer Palganiskim Amoino. Because Lamando Omer Palganiskim Amoino, Keren is Takanat Mishunah. Like Tosis says, some sign Tosis, which Tosis? The Tosis by Kalva Dochalima. Remember Tosis by Kalva Dochalima, that Lamando Omer Palganiskim Amoino. So he holds that Keren is not Mishunah, and therefore Kavanos Lahazik is Potter Lagamri. Remember, that was the Tosis. The Gemara says that the Mandam of Palgan is Knosso, so Kavanos Lahazik is Knasim, Belem Agvin Leibe Bobo. So Tosis is Pshat Gemara that the Mandam of Palgan is Kimamoino, then Kavanos Lahazik is Potter Lagamri. Because Keren is not Mishunah, it's Urche. And if you only learn that Urche, and things that are Mishunah are Potter Lagamri. So Rasha says that the Rashi is going Lamanda Omer Palgan Iskim Amoino. Lamanda Omer Palgan Iskim Amoino. Lamanda Omer Palgan Iskim Amoino. You cannot say that the definition of Keren is that it's Mishunah, because Keren is not Mishunah. Keren is Urche. So then, what's the definition of Keren? It must be Kavanos LaHazik. But the Lamanda Omer Palgan Iskim Knosu that Keren is Mishunah. Then the only thing you need to be Keren is that it should be Mishunah. It doesn't have to be Kavanos LaHazik. That didn't say places. So that's an extra clinch. Lamandam Rapalgan is Kimamoino, Keren is Urche. So what makes it Keren? It must be Kavanos LaHazik. Lamandam Rapalgan is Kimamoino, Keren is Mishunah. Then that's all you need to be Keren is just to be Mishunah. Adkan the Rashash. Mistama the Rashash means, although I don't think he says it beferish, Mistama he means that Rashi, after all, that Gemara about Maishna Keren and so on and so forth, which Amor is he going to explain? Papa, because the Papa is going to say the Yeshman Kaysman, Yeshman Lap Kaysman, and that's the whole signal over there. Which of us was Papa referring to? Which ones are Kaysman, which ones are not Kaysman? Papa happens to hold Palgan Iskim Amoino. That's when some of Shatner Shasta, the Kilo, that Gemara is Papa, the Shitos. Yeah. But this is a very shavuot that already other achayim later achayim ask in the Rashash. First of all, so that's good for that gemara. But there's a bunch of other gemaras to talk about, like our gemara. They're also talking about kavanos la'asik. They're all going like a papa. They're all going the mandam rapalgim is the mamayim. We'll see in a minute. There's six gemaras. The gemara talks about kavanos la'asik. This was just the first one. I mean, the second one. We have our gemara that yes, by kishkisho bambalsa. We have gemara that base. We'll see another four gemaras. They all talk about kavanos la'asik. Very sure to say they're all going around the Paganiska Memoin, especially since that's not that loch, that loch is Paganiska Knoss. Besides which, we already saw the day before yesterday, that even Tosis didn't mean that in Lamandam Paganiska Memoin, Karen is Urche Mamish. Shita Mukvesi already says, and we also talked about it, Tosis just means it's not Mamish Urche. Tosis just means Lamandam Paganiska Memoin, it's not so Mishunah that it's Becheska Shimur. It's not Becheska Shimur kind. But Kalva Dechalimur is so wild that it's Becheska Shimur. Karen is not so Meshunah, so it's not Becheska Shimur kind. That's why Kalva Niskim Amayna. But it's still more Meshunah than Regal. That's why it has Rishus to be Mazik Beregal, Rishus Rabim. It doesn't have Rishus to be Mazik Bekeren. So even if he places it, he didn't mean that Karen has nothing to do with Meshunah. Okay, but anyway. But there's other Gemara too. That word, the famous base. The word talks about the limudim. How can you, loy zekiri zeh, loy zekiri zeh, and which obvious can you learn out from the other obvious? So there, besides that one, the Gemara says that maybe from the other obvious you can't learn out Karen is mishuna, and the ulamad the amar Karen adifa the kavanosa lahazik. So then even you can learn out Karen from the other obvious. So there you have the Gemara. The question of that Gemara is a little complicated in Rashi places. We're not learning that Gemara. But B'Sai Chedvav, you see the Gemara talks about Karen as being Kavanos Lahazik. And then there's the Gemara in Daf Chavav, where the Gemara talks about Kofer, the Torah says Kofer by Karen. Is the Kofer by Regal? Behemoth killed somebody by Regal. Does he have to pay Kofer? Machlekes Lumar. The Gemara in the Mamdam says that there's no Kofer by Regal. Is it because he can't learn from Karen? Because Karen is Kavanos Lahazik. Regal is not Kavanos Lahazik. Again, the Gemara that says that the definition of Karen is that it's Kavanos Lahazik. And then you have another Gemara along the same lines, Dafim Aleph, which places that a behemoth that was reveya a person and killed him, so he's potter from Kaifer, Lamanda Omer, that Regal is potter from Kaifer, and Shane is potter from Kaifer, because it's not Kavanos Lahazik, so it's in the Regal, it's Shane, and it's not Regal. So it's Shane rather, and it's not Karen, and Kaifer is only by Karen. So we have a whole slew of Gemaras that seem to connect Kavanos Lahazik to Karen. But this is not the only one Agama we have. It's part of, this is only one, there's six Gemara that connect Karen to Kavanosa Lahazik. Can't say they're all going to Mandam Apagan, it's going to win. But on the other hand, we have three Gemaras. The Gemaras that the Rishonim bring, Kalva Dachalimra, Arisha Toraf, and what was the third one? What? And Tanigal, Shoshi Rosh, Lavik, Lake Sukhas, all of which seem to say that you don't need Kavanosa Lahazik to be Regal or to be Karen. It's enough that it's Mishunah.
By the later Gemara, by Koyfer, I know you said we can't run it out. That doesn't have to mean that was a Kuna Mechayevus, it could just be that it is a Chomra of Karen that
right, but would that mean the Mashal that Karen that was not Kavanos Lahazik would not have to pay Koyfer? I mean, maybe, yeah, maybe we could say like that. Maybe we could say the Karen that pays Kofer is the Karen that's Kavanos Lahazik. Maybe Kavul Dochalimra would not have to pay Kofer. Like if a Tarn is a later person, maybe he wouldn't have to pay Kofer because you know it's Mishunah, but it's not Kavanos Lahazik, so maybe you don't have to pay Kofer. Is it ever foolish to say such a thing? Hashdus Numor says that Karen has Kofer, Regal doesn't have Kofer, Shane doesn't have Kofer. Not that within Karen itself there's some Karens that pay, some cases that have Kofer, and some cases that don't. So, the clue, take a look at the Rosh in Agamar. Maybe the Rosh we could see something. How does the Rosh explain the Bay of Agamar? Says the Rosh, "Miboyle yichoshiv shinui, the lav urchei bekach." Is it called a shinui And here he talks about Mishunim. Is it called Mishunim? Because it's not a case. It doesn't do it all the time. Elo lefomim kishi yisoy peifei. The Dilma Kalen, the Enka, and us lehazi, ledomi lekeren. Hilka chavi kerego. Now, if he would stop here, I would say that the sof of the Gemara is, what's Karen? Is Karen Kavanos Lahazik or is Karen Mishunim? Which would be a lot to deal with, but then all these Gemaras would be totally besof it. But it would be, that would also be Bidnus. But anyway, that's what it would sound like. Then he goes on and says, the Chayman Dei Kavanos Lahazik, and Kain, Loma Tase Kishkush Zeh, Ela Du Urche Bekach. If it would be kavanos lehazik, I would understand why it's being mitashkus. And then it would be urcha. But since it's not kavanos lehazik, so why lo matase kishkus there? Must be that it's urcha. What do the words even mean? And also, kind of is loma tase kishkuze and kavod achalim. Why do you say the same thing? Kaim shein kavod nosel hazik. Loma tase this achilas imra zu. Elu uchei bekacha. I don't say it. It's mishun and it's and all the other cases too. Harisha Torah. Kaim the lab uchei and it's not kavod nosel hazik. Kaim shein kavod nosel hazik. Loma tase treif. What's the verb? What's the noun? Hatrofa zu. Loma tasa atrofazu el orche bekach. We don't say that. So what does it mean? Apparently, what the Rosh is saying is the definition of regal is orche, and keren is lav orche. Or put it differently, the definition of regel is urche, and the definition of keren is mishune. But urche and mishune are not measured in their frequency, their statistical frequency. But the Torah didn't say that if it happens, if the behemoth does it more than X times a day, then it's regel, and less than X times a day, it becomes keren. It's not together. Urche means what the behemoth does b'teva. What the behemoth does without any an automatic pilot. A behemoth is a machine, mostly. And it does things without any special kavana, just things because it's in its nature of its behemoth, that it eats and it walks. And that's the term of the behemoth to do things. There's no intentionality behind it. That is the things that does b'teva. Then there are things that the behemoth does that are not part of its teva. Meaning it doesn't do them on automatic pilot. It does them because it has a kavanah lahazik, let's say. We'll see in a few minutes, maybe other kinds of kavanahs. But it does it, it's like a flicker of intelligence. It does it for a reason. It does it with a kavanah. So those are things that are not urche, it's not the teva. The behemoth does it, not the tablet. The behemoth does it to cover on. The mushroom. Tell you a lesson of the Shittim Kubetz is in that base. The Shittim Kubetz is that base in the Aleph. The Dibra Maskel is Rabbeinu Tam Pirsh. The particular Chesmer over there with what's the order of the Ovis, what he's busy with over there is not important to us right now. But the Seich HaDvarim, he has a lesson, Shem Rabbeinu Tam. He says that that Keren is the difference in Keren and Regel. Is that regel is motzi, and motzi means the Gemara is lashon. Regel that the regel is motzi, hezekam motzi. That's lashon the Gemara, hezekam motzi. Says Rabbeinu Tam, motzi means Dover hamazik kedarkoi b'tedirus b'loy hergish. The keren b'hargoshu v'kavonuhu mazik. Regal is b'loy hergish. Keren is b'hargoshu v'kavonu. Hagosha doesn't mean what it means in modern Hebrew, Hagosha feeling. Hagosha means like kavod, it means intent. What the behemoth does, what's the lesson again? To dearest below Hagosh, meaning there's no, the behemoth doesn't have to be aroused to do it. It does it automatically. That's called regal. What the behemoth does with the Hagosha of a kavod, that there's something aroused the behemoth to do it. It's outside of what the behemoth does on automatic pilot. The behemoth doesn't have to think to do all these other things. They just happen automatically. It's a machine. It's a stupid machine. But it's once in a while, it does something that's behergish b'kavon. It shows some kind of intentionality. It's outside of its regular teva. That's called keren. It's behergish b'kavon. There's a me'iri also, and that yud. Remember, he talks about Dosh b'niroi is keren. If somebody made furrows in the field, and the behemoth came and stomped on the furrows and squashed them and ruined the field, because now he has to plow it again. So the Gemara says it's keren. It's keren because it's mishuna. So we show you where they're right, that it's not kavanas lahazik. The behemoth doesn't have a thing against furrows, but it's mishuna and it's called keren. We could maybe add that to the list of things that are not kavanas lahazik, and they're called keren. But the Me'iri over there has a lesson. He says, the Me'iri writes, it's that Shor Shadosh is called Karen, because since it's Niskaven Lekach, Harei Zeh Toldo Shel Karen. It was Niskaven Lekach. What does it mean, Niskaven Lekach? Kavanos Lehazik. Other Rishonim say it's not Kavanos Lehazik. It's hard to believe the Me'iri thinks that it's Kavanos Lehazik. It doesn't say Kavanos Lehazik. He says it was Niskaven Lekach. This is something that shows intentionality. The behemoth, when it's walking, it walks. Doesn't care if it's walking on near, it's walking on not near. Here, something made the behemoth want, something about the near bothered the behemoth. Who knows why? But something about the near bothered the behemoth. And the behemoth went with some kind of intentionality and smoothed out the furrows. That's called keren, because it's an act. It's not an act of teva. It's an act of what Rabbeinu Tam called hargosha v'kavona, which the Me'iri calls niskaven l'kach. It's done with intentionality. The Me'iri has the same thing by Andaf Tezvot. When the Gemara also lists the list that told us of Keren, so the Me'iri says, what do they all have in common? B'chal eile, kol shu mishune v'kavanosu l'kach. So he says mishune. The Gemara talks about cases they're all really kavan l'hazik, noshach, abot, and so on. The Me'iri says, no, it's not limited to that. Anything that's mishune and is kavanosu l'kach. What does he want? If he means kavan l'hazik, so yeah, he's not listing all the kavan l'hazik, so obviously, noshach, abot, so there's other kavanos l'hazik. He said, no, kol shu mishune. He's telling me, don't think it's only kavan l'hazik. It doesn't have to be kavan l'hazik. It has to be mishune v'kavanos l'kach. He's telling me, it doesn't have to be kavan l'hazik, but it has to be b'kavan. And how do we know what's b'kavan? What's mishune is presumptively b'kavan. Because what the behemoth does b'teva, it does all the time. That the behemoth does it unthinkingly. It's part of its programming as a behemoth. When the behemoth goes beyond its programming, or outside of its programming, that shows some kind of intentionality. That's called kavanos lekach. Could be kavan lehazik. But kavan lehazik is just one kind of hagoshev kavan. That's probably the most typical. What does the behemoth do that's outside of its programming? Well, it gets angry in it, But there's other kinds of kavan lekach, dosh b'niri and so on. But anything that the behemoth does that's outside of its programming, that shows an intentionality. That's called kavan. So that's behergish kavan, or Rabbeinu Tam calls. But the Me'iri calls kavanos lekach, and that goes under the heading of keren. I think that's what the Rosh here is saying. The Sof of the Gemara is by Kishka Shabbos Nova. The behemah is not normally mekashkish. I mean, Kishka Banmosa. The behemah is not normally mekashkish Banmosa. Not from the normal scheduled programming. It's a Yitzchak talking. So the suffix is, says the Rosh, on the one hand, since it's Yitzchak HaTokva, maybe we should look at it as being something which is Chutz L'Tivo. Kavanos L'Kala Hazik. Kavanos L'Hazik, since it's outside of the regular programming, it's some kind of special intentionality of Kavanos L'Hazik. Since it's not its usual, being Negech L'Moshel Negicho, it's not part of the usual Tevo of the Behemoth. The Behemoth doesn't automatically walk around being Negech things. It walks, it eats. But the Negicha is outside of its regular program. So I look at Negicha as Kavanah L'Hazik. It's with extra Hergish of Kavanah. So maybe over here also, this Kishkish Bahamasa, since it's not from its normal programming, it's some, you know, some extra thing. So maybe I look at that as being Chutz L'Tivo. Do I say no? It's Mishunah, so what's the difference? So the answer is, those things, Kabbalah, Echelim, and so on, there's no way that they're B'teva. Because they're maybe it's supposed to say what we say. They're clearly Mishunah. We don't have any tzad in our head that there's some kind of Teva of a Behem of a Kelev to be Torah to cut down sheep. So that's about a Maisa Mishunah. So if it's a Maisa Mishunah, so it's Kabbalah, it must be B'Kabbalah Beherdash. This dog must have decided that it wants to kill a sheep, but it's something the dog is doing outside of its regular program. Kishkish Bahamasa is not the way. Kishkish Bahamasa, there is a tzad, there is a svar to say that maybe it is something that's from the Teva of the Behemah. Because even if it's not something the Behemah does all the time, but sometimes the Behemah is in heat. And the Behemah, we could imagine that this is something that the Behemah, and it's a Yitzhar Al-Bashah, but it's Yitzhar Al-Bashah that we understand is part of the Teva, the occasional Teva of the Behemah, to do such a thing. So it's more ambiguous. So on the one hand, we could say, well, maybe Yitzhar Al-Bashah itself is a kind of Kavanah V'Hergash. After all, Kavanah L'Hazik is also Yetzer. And we say, yeah, the Yetzer is also called the Hergash for Kavanah. But if the Behemah does that out of anger, we also look at it as being outside of its programming. We look at it as V'Hergash for Kavanah. So this is also something the Behemah is doing because of a different Yetzer. So also doing it V'Hergash, maybe that's enough to call it V'Hergash for Kavanah. Aydilma, that's not so 100% clear what exactly the Zahra suffered. But I think out there, a Dilma, like Kavanah L'Hazik, so it's like an outside stimuli. So it got the Behemah angry and it reacted. So I understand why it's doing something outside of its Teva. But Kishkish B'Znova, there's nothing outside of its Teva that could have instigated this. So even if it's not something the Behemah does all the time, but it's coming from inside. If it's coming from, so again, when the Behemah does something that's clearly Mishunah, so we say, oh, that's intentional. That's B'Kavanah V'Hergash. Here the Behemah is doing something that in a way comes from inside. But it's inside Teva that's not always there. So maybe that's like Kavanah L'Hazik. Maybe that's called Hargosha Hergash Kavanah, where the Behemah has this occasional, in the springtime, whenever the Behemah gets a little bit crazy. So maybe that's called the Hergash Kavanah. It's outside of its ordinary Teva. Like Kavanah L'Hazik. Maybe they say, no, Kavanah L'Hazik is an outside stimulus. So that's taka called Kavanah V'Hergash. That's outside of its regular Teva. But this doesn't have an outside stimulus. It's not the Kavanah L'Hazik. Where does it come from? Loma Tasekeh. So why is it doing it? It doesn't want to be Mazik. It happened to be Mazik. But it's obviously not doing it Kavanah L'Hazik. So it must be doing it because of an overexuberance of its hormones. So maybe that itself is called Loma Tasekeh. Maybe that's called its Teva. I'd be meisif also, and I think it plays well with all of this. There's a tais in Dachmim Aleph and Mad Aleph, but that Gemara about Behemah Sherova V'Gotlo. The Behemah was a person and killed him. So the Gemara says that it's shame. There's no chiyuv kofer because it's shame, because it's kavanos, because it wasn't kavanos l'hasik. So it's shame. So tais says, why is it different than Kishkish B'Hamasa? Kishkish B'Hamasa, tais also not kavanos l'hasik. So why is Kishkish B'Hamasa bayed l'yishita? And Rav Avikotla is definitely shame. We don't look at Rav Avikotla as Karen. So Taisa's answer is that Rav is not Mishun at all. But Kishkish Bamos is Mishun Ktsas. He's very careful about it. He doesn't say it's Mishunah Gomer. If it was Mishunah Gomer, then it'll be no Sofik. Then it'll be Mishunah Gomer, like anything's Mishunah Gomer. It's Mishunah Tzas. Because it's Mishunah Tzas, so we're not sure what to do. When it says in that Tosis, when a behemoth is Reveya, even though that's also something behemoth doesn't do all the time. It's also probably seasonal. Right? Behemoth is only rough in season. But nonetheless, it's clearly part of the Teva of the behemoth. This is something which is Mishunah for a behemoth, even a behemoth that's Reveya, but it's Mishunah for the behemoth to be Mekashish by Moshim to be Mazah. So on the one hand, it's an action that's Mishunah, but it's not so Mishunah. It's Mishunah, you know, within, it's Mishunah Tzas. It's Mishunah Tzas. Normally, behemoths, they're Reveya, but they don't do. But, so it's Mishunah Tzas. But I could understand it in the context of being something that's, you know, in the context of the of Yitzhak Tokvah. So those are the Tzadei HaSofik. On the one hand, since it's Mishunah Tzas, it's Yetzer, it's Albusha to do something that's not from the normal, it's normal Teva. So maybe it's like Kavan al-Hasik. It's something that I look at as having intentionality outside of the normal Teva of the behemoth. But the behemoth's Reveya is not an act of intentionality. The behemoth's Reveya, the same as the behemoth walks and eats. That's its Teva. Kishish Bam also, that's an extra Yitzra Albusha. That's some kind of Yitzra Albusha that goes beyond the regular Teva of Reveya. So that maybe is like Karen. I look at that as being something outside of the normal programming of the behemoth. So what is it? It's like the equivalent of Kavana Lahazik. It's a Behergish V'Kavana. It's not Lahazik, but it doesn't matter. But it's Kavanadik. It's Behergish V'Kavana. It's something the behemoth is doing outside of its programming. On the other hand, since it's not, doesn't want to be Mazik, it happens to be Mazik, but it clearly doesn't want to be Mazik. And it's only Mishunah Tzas. So here we can say Loma Tasekain. He didn't want to be Mazik, so why is bring Mekashi Kram also? So maybe we can say this is part of its Teva. Most behemoths don't do this. Yeah, but still I could look at it as being, I could see it as being part of the Teva of the behemoth. I could see it as being part of the Teva of Reveal. So that's the Shaila, how to look at it. Do I look at it as a mice that is outside of the programming? That's the subject. It's a local subject about this particular case. Do I look at it as being something that's outside the programming of the behemoth, akin to Kavanah Lahazik, which the behemoth is outside of its regular programming? Or do I say, look, it's not Kavanah Lahazik, and we'll add the Toshis, it's only Mishunah Tzas. So maybe, between the fact that it's not a clear Kavanah Lahazik case, not a clear cut case of Kavanah Lahazik, and the fact that it's not Mishunah Gomor that I couldn't possibly explain it as being past part of the Teva of the behemoth. It's ambivalent enough that maybe I could see it as being outside of the Teva. So here we could say, well, look, Loma Tasekeng, what's the most likely explanation? Kavanah Lahazik is not. So Loma Tasekeng, why is it doing it? Yeah, you could say maybe it was the Kavanah of Hergish anyway, but that's not likely. The more likely explanation is that it's part of its Teva. This behemoth's Teva is that when it's time to be Rebeah, so it's Mekashkish by Masa as well. This place is also kedai to see. We saw this place. We didn't spend time on it. The place is on the bottom of Yizayinim and Aleph. Doras elakli. Right, the Mishnah says Doras elakli. Mishavosei v'nof elakliya achem v'shavoy alarishim mishalim nezik sholim v'alachem mishalim v'chasin nezik. Zot places. Oymeri, the last place in Yizayin. Oymeri, the itzich lashmina. So chidushim. The sal kedai to chamina de mishunahu. Came in the doors of Kolkach the Chayzik Shenitas Avni Shenitas Hashem Al Kliach and Veshobrei. Umestava Lahazik Niskabma. Strange choices. Pasuk in Mishunah. We see in the Kavan Al Hazik. We should have said it's Mishunah that a behemoth should be doors in a Kliach after the Kach that is Matas Hashem. It's Mishunah should be kept. We know from a bunch of Gemaras that Mishunah is enough to make something into care. I just didn't say like that. He says, since it's Mishunah, so Mistom it's Kavanah Lahazik. So the place you have to have Kavanah Lahazik. It's hard to believe. We have a slew of Gemaras. You don't necessarily need Kavanah Lahazik. But it stands very well with everything we saw before in the Rosh and Tosfos and Memalef. This is an ambivalent case. It's not Mishunah Gomer. Something which is clearly Mishunah. There's no question that it's Chutz L'Tiva. Of course it's Chutz L'Tiva. That's not part of the regular programming of a Kelel. Part of that's Ken. Here we're talking about something that's more like Kishkishabah Mosul. It's Mishunah Tzas. So it depends. If I feel that it's Kavanah Lahazik, it might be Kavanah Lahazik. If it's Kavanah Lahazik, then I can say, oh, it's not from the regular programming of the banner. But if it's not Kavanah Lahazik, then it wouldn't be Mishunah either. was, that's what it says in the stasis. If it's not in this kind of case, it's either kavanah lehazik or it's not mishum.
Why?
Because the question is not, is it unusual or is it usual? The question not is, is it frequent or is it infrequent? The question is it doing it out of teva or is it doing it out of with intentionality? So here I have a behemoth, it took a, it stomped on a kli with particular force. It wasn't but. But it stepped on the kli, it stomped around and it broke a kli. So if it's kavanah lehazik, so then I look at it as an act of intentionality. If it's not kavanah lehazik, then it's part of its, then this is a behemoth that walks around heavily. And if it walks, and then it becomes part of its teva, then it's not, a, there's no, then I don't see it as an act of intentionality. It's not so mishunah, like Kalba d'Ochalimra is, that I should say it's an act of intentionality regardless. It's b'kavon of a herdish. If I feel that it's doing it because it wants to break the kli, then I'll see it as an act of kavon of a herdish. But if it's not trying to break the kli, then it's just a behemoth that happens to walk heavily, then that's not, then it's not, then I don't say that it's b'kavon of a herdish. Why would it do it? Like lova tasike. We could read the words of the Rosh, we could interpolate the words of the Rosh by us into this Tosfos. If it's not doing it, b'kavanah lehazik, so lama tasekein. Why is it walking around heavily? There's an intentionality. It wants to eat the imra. Or tanigol shoyshid reishoy. There's an intentionality. It's curious to know what's inside of the kleisukas. So those are acts of intentionality, and therefore they're acts of, they're carrying them as shunah. They're outside of the teva of the behemah, and they become a shunah. But the behemoth should walk around heavily, lama tasikain. Well, the behemoth had intentionality to walk around heavily. For what purpose? The answer is either because it was kavanah lehazik, or tachanat. But then it's ruchay. So Taisa salkadai tachamine, maybe it's doing it for kavanah lehazik. So Kamasul Limishah tells me, no, I don't see that. I don't label it as being an act of kavanah lehazik. And if it's not an act of kavanah lehazik, then it's just the way the behemoth expresses its teva of walking around. So Derek said by us. Maybe say soft also by us. Kishkisha ba'amosa. Maybe it's a better way, you know, but now maybe I could be myself even in the rush. That the nekudah ba'kishkisha ba'amosa is not even so much that it's mishunah tzas. Even though that was lashon tzas and malat, that is tzas mishunah. Maybe the tzas is not even the important word. The important word is over here that there's two ways to understand this behavior of kishkusha ba'amos. It might have an intention. It could be that it's there could be an intentionality that it wants to eat the imra, or Arisha Torah. If there's an intentionality, it wants to eat the, so, and it's not part of its programming. So there's a reason why it's doing it. So that's it's doing something which you know, like I said before, it has this flicker of intelligence. A behemoth does things automatically, but kavod achlimra doesn't kill the imra automatically. It must have had some kind of intentionality, some kind of understanding that it wants to eat the imra. So that's gon keren. That's mishunah. It's not the normal teva of the keren. Over here by Kishkisha Ba'amosa, it's hard to see it as having an intentionality. What would be the point? What's the intentionality that the behemoth has? So either you could say, well, it's not exactly intentionality, but it's a yitzur tokfa. It's the over-exuberance of its yitzur. So maybe that's also kind of chutz l'teva. This over-exuberance of the yitzur, maybe that's like kavanah lehazik. I look at that as sort of like an intentionality. Its over-exuberance takes it out of together of its teva. The regular teva behemoth is to be rebeah, but by the kishkish of amosav, that's a chutz l'teva in its nature. It's not like kavanah lehazik. It's like the gemara, like the gemara. It's yitzur albashul. It's extra yitzur. Maybe that extra yitzur makes it chutz l'teva without intentionality. Just the fact that it has a yitzur albashul, an unusual yitzur that most behemoths don't have, maybe that itself is like a hitzoh chutz l'teva. But maybe I say, no, it's not kavanah lehazik, so why is it doing it? Why is it doing it? It must be doing it because, without thinking, if it would be kavanah lehazik, it would be kavanah lehazik, then it would be with thinking, but it's clearly not kavanah lehazik. We never thought that it's kavanah lehazik. We never thought that maybe did this with intentionality. We thought that maybe that yitzra alvashah itself is maitzit chutz l'teva. And that's the tzad, that it's like kavanah lehazik. The yitzra tokfa It's like an intentionality. It's something that drives the behemah chutz l'teva. Kavona drives the behemah chutz l'teva. The behemah has a flicker of intelligence. But Yitzhar Al-Basha maybe also takes the behemah out of its teva. The very fact that it has that extra Yitzhar Al-Basha, that maybe takes it out of its teva. Dilma says the Gemara that maybe not, since the Maisa there's no real intentionality. It's not kavona lahazik. The point's not even lahazik. The point is no kavona. Maybe the word lahazik here is a distraction. The one side is Yitzhar Al-Basha. Yitzhar Al-Basha is called chutz l'teva. Like Dilma, but since the Maisa is without kavona, I think forget the word lahazik. Lahazik is just an example. Since it's lamais is without kavona, it's without intentionality. So memela urche bekachen, and it becomes regal. Lama tasekein. If it's without intentionality, then anything that's without intentionality, says the Gemara, automatically becomes regal. And again, it's not talking about the Kalba Dochalim, but there is intentionality. Near all these cases of Karen, even though all these cases of Mishunah, they have intentionality behind them. So therefore, they're chutz l'teva. The hazik, and that's what we saw in the other Lashonis, the Rishonim. The hazik is not important. It's misleading. The important word is kavana. Kavana, the hergesh. Kavana lahazik is one kind of kavana. So those are the Sodei Gemara. On the one hand, Yitzhar Al-Basha, maybe Yitzhar Al-Basha is like a kavana. This is a new way to say it, but I think this is better. Those are the Sodei Asopik. Do I say Yitzhar Al-Basha is in place of kavana? It's something that drives the behemah out of its teva. This exuberance of its nature drives it out of its teva. You don't have to have kavana per se. Or do we say no? Slamais is not kavana. Says the Gemara, Yidilma says the Gemara, it's in kavana l'hazik. There is kavana l'hazik. The Rosh paraphrases that. Meaning, here there's no kavana. There's no intentionality. So lama pasakin, why would a behemoth do something? There's no intentionality, so what must it be? There's either intentionality and there's teva. So if it's not intentionality, it must be teva. Teva is already regal. That's bishmak in the Tzadei Asafi. Two of you, and then we have to stop for Mikha. Yeah.
Maybe the case of a tarnagal, but a lion, lions, like, they have tactics to track down prey and all these. We're going to say that it's teva isn't a...
It's all teva. Behemoths are teva. Behemoths, whatever behemoths do, it's all behemoths do. And it's imprinted in its... I don't know if it was school for it, right? It's imprinted in its DNA.
That makes it not intentional.
Makes it not intentional. That's called teva. It doesn't. It's not called. Yeah, that's what they're trying to say. It's not. That's called teva. Whatever the behemoth does, that all behemoths do. We don't really know what it's like to be a behemoth, but presumably it doesn't involve too much intelligence. So what a behemoth does is automatically. It's part of its programming. It's part of its nature. So that's called regal. That's urche. What a behemoth does that has some extra intentionality that takes it outside of the normal track of its urche, so that becomes keren. At the end of the day, the definition really is mishunah. It's also important to stress, Moshe, everyone, we learned the sugya, the previous sugya, we were very busy, the difference in keren and regel is that it has a shush to be masik kedarka, it doesn't have a shush to be masik in ways that are mishunah, and there's shmiros and alecha, it's b'cheska shimer kaima for the things that are regel, and it's la b'cheska shimer kaima for the things that are mishunah. Mishunah is a definition that sits much better with us than kavanah lahazik. Kavanah lahazik is arbitrary. It was, up to now, everything we understood in the Sugya before was very strong. The reason, so to speak, that like we saw on the riff, why is Karen Chopotim Chayiv Shisravim? Because it's not Urche. And why is Regal Chayiv Shisravim? Because it's Urche. And we have a Perish Gemara that why is Regal Nezik Sholem and Karen is Chatzin Nezik? Because it's Lav B'Ches Kashima Kaimah. Chas Rachman or Knosuhu Keich Blum Tzvei Tzvei. So that's a Ferishing Gemara, that the definition, the difference in Karen and Regal, Gabi Nezik Sholem and Chatzin Nezik, has to do with the fact that one is Beches Kashima, one is not Beches Kashima, which has to do with the fact that one is Mishunah and one is not Mishunah. How did Kavanah Lahazik come into the mix? Like, why is that even a factor? The answer is, because again, Kavanah Lahazik is not, it's not so much Kavanah Lahazik. Is the behemoth doing the thing that's in its natural programming, or is the behemoth doing something that's outside of its programming? So why is it doing it at all if it's outside of its programming? Because there's some extra intentionality or extra yield by Alvashu, according to one side of the Gemara, that takes it out of its programming. And that makes one Mishunah and one not Mishunah. The important thing is Mishunah is not measured. What's this Chadash here is that Mishunah is not measured by how often it happens. Mishunah is measured by whether it's part of the natural behavior of the behemoth, or it's something that's extra outside of the natural behavior of the behemoth. And kavana is the way we understand, the way we define those things that are outside the natural behemoth, the natural behavior of the behemoth. What the behemoth does by its nature That's not kavana. What the behema does with some kind of intentionality that's outside of its nature, that's already called kavana. Could be kavana lahazik, could be kavana for other things, but it's a kavana act, and that's called mishunah. The sof of the Gemara over here is, where the Gemara had this extra yitzahara to be makashkus b'znava, do I say, well, it's an extra yitzahara that behemoths don't typically have, even this behema doesn't typically have it, so maybe that's like a kavana, something that's meitzit mechutz v'tivay. After all, kavana lahazik is also a yitzhah albasha of sorts that creates this extra intentionality, chutz v'tivay. Do I say no? Lama tasake, the maisa, real intentionality you don't have. So maybe that's just called rufe. Okay. Maybe we'll make a time for that. I guess that.
So, Lichar, would you also have this suffix by if an animal did something out of past?
You know, if we can make it, maybe if I can make just a minimum of 10 people, and that'll be helpful.
If the animal did something out of past, would you Lichar have the same suffix? Because at the end of the day, it's doing it out of an overexuberance of emotion as well.
Again?
If an animal did something out of kas, would you and Fire still have the same suffering?